Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, and I hope you're well. Chuckle in the studio because, well, Dom feels like he's been here forever. Hi Dom, you alright?
All right, we're starting now.
Yes, Ethan James in the corner as well. How are you?
Oh, hello, True. I'm great. I'm
would
fantastic.
You believe it? Joe Smith is on another holiday. And it's like, I won't fucking believe it. Hey, but listen, if you're looking at the title... Sorry, I just switched into BBC mode there. Hey, listen, if you're looking at the title, you'll see that the number next to... Hopefully this title's better, Dom. You'll be able to see the number next to the title is 299. The big news we can report today on Sloppy Joe's is that on Friday, shit, what was the date Friday? You can get it up. Whatever Friday's date is coming up at 8 p.m., we're going to be doing a live extravaganza show to celebrate our 300th episode. What's the date, Ethan?
There'll be nothing extravagant about it.
I might dress up.
As what?
Like a suit and tie.
You'd be good as the Penguin from Batman, actually.
You cheeky fucker. What's the date, Ethan?
So, 4 days' time, 22nd.
The 22nd. Friday the 22nd of August, 8 p.m., on YouTube. Whatever you're doing that Friday night, cancel your plans, get by your telly, a live stream of the 300th episode. Anything can happen.
You know what's going to happen. There's going to be a couple of balloons on the table. There'll be more people in the studio. It makes me anxious. You'll be shouting a lot.
I've never shouted.
And people will just be happy.
Well, we're doing it... The time's not confirmed, but it's been rumoured to be around about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, because this man's working at Oxford Road train station until 7:30 p.m.
Don't dox me. Everyone knows where I'm at.
Yeah, everyone knows where you are. Apparently people are coming up to him now trying to get free drinks.
So there's the potential for a few beers prior to the shoot?
Not for me.
Yeah, but I don't like drinking and then doing a live show.
Or can you come to my booth and give me beers? Actually, I can't do that. Can I have them working?
You could probably put a little bit of Baileys in. And I don't want to encourage you because you've got a problem, but some Baileys in like a coffee. Like a little Irish
nice.
Whiskey.
Come
Irish
round. Come round and bring the gang. Brilliant. Film me a little bit.
What do you want to see from our 300th episode, Ethan?
Well, we're talking about this, Joe. We are going to do a bit of a revamp soon.
Yeah.
So that's soon to come. But for the 300th in particular... I've really enjoyed when we've got some messages in from some guests and stuff. If that can happen with such low preparation time, that would be nice. Maybe we had Joe versus Joe in the 200th.
Yeah.
Could a return of that come back?
Yes, I think a Joe versus Joe. And
someone said you've never completed the forfeit for one of them.
Yeah, which was to be Ethan's like personal assistant for the day. And you never really wanted it, did you?
Could do that at Wingfest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Wingfest.
You could really help me out and be a personal assistant.
Ethan's bitten off more than he can chew guestless wives for Manchester Wingfest, and I'm pulling the strings.
And they're all coming down from Newcastle.
Saturday sold out. Friday's all right. Sunday, come get tickets for
Saturday during the day is available. It's just the later one, I think.
Oh, they're doing that again with this. Anyway, it'll be great, whatever happens. And then Ethan mentioned that for about 2 weeks, we're just going to be doing... one episode a week, because I think it's important to let people know how chaotic some of these recordings can be.
Am I going to be on that one?
Yeah, so you're still
good. Oh, great.
Because we started this great podcast where we're all, you know, Ethan worked here, Joe obviously works here, and then I was floating about freelancing, really arsing about, and then you were you. Now we've all sort of got different jobs and we are working a little bit in weird hours. Ethan no longer works in the studio, etc. So when we have 2 hours together, all we do is record. We've never actually sat down. I've not even asked you how you are, really, ever.
What do you mean?
It's all for show. We don't
it's
actually
all for
care.
Show. That,
yeah.
I don't really care. But when we've got these it's not a break. Because we're still going to release an episode. When we've got these extra time just to plan, that's where Ethan mentions the revamp. So there will be 2 weeks where you'll only get one episode a week.
Shrinkflation, this, isn't it?
No, then we'll be back.
Shrinkflation.
That's bad, you know. Apparently, Kit Kats are the worst for shrinkflation.
Have you seen that they charge different prices in different shops around the country?
For what? For what?
Save like nuggies. What are they called? Nuggies.
Nuggets.
Not nuggies.
What?
Huggies.
Huggies, the nappies.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
Not nuggies. They're charged like a fiver in Tesco around my area, but in somewhere posher, they'll charge a bit more.
Wow.
What about that for a good thing?
Yeah. Right, then it's time for Breaking Joe's. How have you all been, Dom? What have you been up to?
Why is it Breaking Joe's if he's not here? Breaking Joe plus Dom?
Breaking Dom's. slash Dom's Diary, whichever you want.
What have I done this week?
What have I done this week?
What have I done this week?
It's a diary.
It's
a diary of a freak.
Into London and I see my friend.
How are they all?
Well, he's called Dark Angelo.
Why?
Because it means archangel.
What does that mean?
Would you mean what I said?
Archangel. What does the archangel
mean? That's his name.
He's called an archangel.
That's what his parents called him.
And what does his archangel do?
Well, he's doing PhD at Cambridge in poetry.
Wow.
For the last 10 years.
What, you can... He's arsing about then, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
So you can have a PhD in poetry?
Yeah, they pay him...
Like Dr. Zeus?
He's on, like, the best scholarship you can get there, and they pay him 40 grand a year to just do this, just to study and write
poems.
They
pay him?
Yeah.
What are the poems like? Are they good?
Yeah, they're really good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're really good.
Because it's all subjective, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
It is all subjective,
really good,
isn't it?
Really good.
Read some out.
It was about this place in Australia where no trees grow.
The Outback.
Somewhere where no trees grow.
That's a Keane song. Somebody only we know.
Yeah, something like that.
Right,
and
so
it's about
just
that.
Nicking Keane tunes.
And it's about salmon's lips and things like that.
Salmon's lips?
Yeah.
Do you want to know something about salmon?
Yeah.
Are you aware of the Irish pub chain, the Salmon of Knowledge?
Yeah, yeah, big time.
Do you know why it's called the Salmon of Knowledge?
No, tell us.
Well, so this is a bit of like a... I've just heard the story from one person and this is my take on it. So I've not heard it from the source's mouth. So what happened was there was a very wise man, and this very wise man used to get like women and stuff, and he got all too much from. He had too much. I want to say too much pussy, too much problem, and he was very clever. So he wished himself into a fish, so he became a salmon, and then when he became a salmon. He got caught, fished out the water, and the fish, the little boy, when the mum's cooking the fish, he can't have a little bit, right, from the oven or the pan or whatever, and then he absorbs all the wisdom of the knowledge of the fish, so he becomes the clever man, the most clever man in the world. But that begs the question, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Sounds like you'll make shit poems.
Do you know what that begs the question of?
What?
If he was the most, at one point, clever fish in the world... Why did he bite onto a fishing wire?
He's fucking good, Ethan. He makes sense. If he was the cleverest fish in the world, he'd be running that sea.
But he was clever.
Two, three months.
He was clever at fish things. Not necessarily. He wouldn't necessarily be aware of something that would come into the world. It would be like an alien. Then,
he was a man. He was a man.
Yeah, he's a man. What's a fish think?
Yeah, but if I transformed into a slug, I wouldn't necessarily have the consciousness of a man.
You transformed?
You little fuck.
We are proud to tell you at the Sloppy Joe's podcast that Wingfest are back to sponsor us again. Yes, this is the third year on the bounce. Keep an eye out for Sloppy Joe's on Instagram and social media because the huge London Wingfest is on the last weekend of July. I'm here to plug, though, Victoria Baths in Manchester. It is going to be, the date's in front of me, the 19th of September, which is the Friday. Saturday's the 20th, and the 21st is the Sunday. There is different tickets for the different days, and there's different sessions going on. I, of course, will be there at all of them. Big shout out to Bristol as well, the first weekend of September. And there's also one in Sheffield, by the way. Forget about that. The best one is... middle of September, the 19th. Get yourself down. I'll see you there. Hopefully, special guests including Ethan.
Me.
You. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's the best bit of the year.
We're going to also try and get a real, really hot wing for Ethan to try just before Wingfest Manchester.
Do I get a DJ set this year?
Yes. Ethan's going to be DJing. Joe's going to be DJing. Dom not, probably, but sitting on the speaker that time. There was that time last year he just came and rolled on the floor, which... let's not do that again. Tickets are at wingfest.co.uk. Get them now. They're going quick because Manchester is a little smaller capacity than the rest. So they go flying. You got to be quick. I will see you there. Wingfest.co.uk. Get tickets. It's Manchester. It's going to be belting. Do you believe in stuff like that? What Ethan just said? Like once
what,
in a
salmon?
No, like once in a while, like a mythical story that could come true.
Well, I believe that these myths come from somewhere.
Is that why you're rolling your beard down for the audio listener?
Yeah, like Merlin and the Round Table. There's no actual evidence for the Round Table.
What about the sword in the stone? Do you reckon
comes
that was
from
true?
Somewhere, yeah.
Do you think?
Probably, yeah.
Would you? I think out of all of us,
I'd, have,
the
a
sloppy
go, I'd
jokes,
have a good go.
You'd be the best at getting out. Sword that is. So
I'd lose lube. What? I'd lubricate the sword.
Would you whisper it to? Would you whisper to it before you had a go?
Does that sometimes help?
What would you say?
I've never tried that before.
You never tried it?
I'd give it some opiates or something.
Give it a little pat on the back or something.
I'd just say like, oh, it's time for you to, for me to pull you out.
Wow, what a Disney film that would be.
Yeah.
Just Ethan and the pulling out of the sword.
Ethan and the pulling out of the sword. Do you think you're worthy enough for a sword like that?
King Ethan.
King Ethan. Are you a good leader of men?
A leader of men. I've not really led men before.
Have you ever been a captain, like in a football or whatever? Or
I was the most veteran player of our uni futsal team at one point because everyone gave up after a year.
Yeah, so that's a no to the captain. Were you called captain?
I would refer to myself as like, do you know the phrase club captain?
Yeah.
Where you're like not really the captain.
But I used to just stand outside the bars and just... You just go, handball, handball, if they were like just kicking it around.
Did you never go in the bars?
No, they didn't like me.
Do you mean pubs or what are you talking about? Oh, you mean
like
bars?
AstroTurf.
I'd love to see you on Astro.
Bars? Who calls that the bars?
The bars and the AstroTurf.
Yeah, well, the Astro?
What?
Don't call it bars because
my friend. I didn't go to the corner shop on my own until I was 16. Like,
why?
What do you think? I was very outgoing child.
What happens in the corner shop?
I was scared you were across the road. I thought people would get me. Bully me.
What would you used to get in the corner shop?
My friend would get Skittles.
Great question.
And I would... What did I used to get? Crisps, definitely. Crisps have always been a big one.
Did
big
you get... Were they called Bobby's Crisps?
The Bobby's Boys. Like the 30p lot.
Yeah, like prawn
they
cocktail
were great.
Ones.
You know what were always shit? Those awful alien heads.
And they were all right alien heads.
Gross. And also those fucking disco lip things.
The question was, what do you eat? Question, you're always negative, aren't you?
Yeah.
What did you get?
Well, I'm sorry I'm always negative. I'm sorry, all right?
Your head's gone.
What?
Your head's gone, hasn't it, this
yeah,
time?
Yeah, it's totally gone.
Why? Where's
some of
it
that
gone?
Crackling. I'll tell you why it's gone. It's because you said to me that the views on this podcast have gone down every time I'm on. I can't stop thinking about it.
You pushed back because at the start, before we started recording, you looked at me and said, I'm the funniest thing about this podcast.
No, I didn't.
That's why I had to knock you down a peg. I had to knock you down a peg or two. Can't have you going into recording, big bollocks.
I mean, it's true.
Whapping your sword out. Like that, Ethan lubing it up for you.
I've had maybe one, two, three people come to my shop and tell me.
Hey, talk to me about this corner shop. Anyway, what are you going in for?
Right, crisps.
You
want me to answer?
Because I said, you're saying crisps.
Pepperami smells like cock.
You're saying crisps. Like that
yes,
helps.
Crisps.
Oh, crisps and
Walker's
sweet.
Crisp.
Great.
Well, Walker's crisps. Salt
Are you
vinegar,
off your head?
Salt
and vinegar, Walker's crisps.
They were 25p back in the day. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember? Because you could get two for 50p, I remember.
Isn't
that.
It mad that you can't remember the 99 being cheaper than 99p?
I don't care, I never used to have 99, but I don't used to go to the park or outside.
So Walker's crisps were 25p, pack of salt and vinegar.
Yeah. And, oh, Caramac.
Oh, I did like a Caramac.
Caramac, where's that gone?
Great question. Would you get a drink of choice?
No, I'd never get drink fizzy drinks. My mum never got me fizzy drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Body was a filling. Have you got a filling?
My body was a temple.
You had a filling?
Never. I've got
a confession. You had a filling, Ethan?
No, I've never had a filling, but I do love sweets.
What was your corner shop items of choice?
I used to get the sour spray from the Oakfield convenience store, which we call Tiffany. And I used to rest the sour spray, on my knee and whilst I'm on the wall, and my tooth would lay on top of the bottle spray piece. So what you'd do is you'd press your
Churchill bobbing dog.
So you'd get constant spray, but the problem was it used to give me asthma attacks.
Wow.
Really? Yeah.
So you stopped immediately, I guess.
So, but well, no.
Oh, great.
So I think that aggravated my asthma for the long run. So now I'm on the pink one.
The what?
The what?
Pink inhaler.
The pink
one.
And I want, that's what I want to do for episode 300. Have a blast of Ethan's inhaler.
Oh, a blast of something of
Ethan's. We should all have a little toot.
I used to have a friend called Thomas.
Here we go, strap yourself in.
And Alex and Thomas, the brothers, and we were all friends in our youth, and we always used to go to the corner shop. And Thomas, who would have been at the time maybe about 13.
Okay.
Thomas used to have a phase where he just constantly bought the drink Emerge. Are you aware of Emerge?
I've not heard of Emerge. What's that?
It's an energy drink that you could get for about 15 pence a can and about maybe 50 pence for a big, like, 1 litre bottle or something.
Fucking hell.
So what Thomas used to do, he used to have, like, maybe a couple of these a day. And I remember one time we were walking to the Connie, and we're talking the Connie. We call it the convenience store, the Connie.
The Connie. What was its name?
The Oakfield Convenience Store. And as we're
creative,
as we're walking to the Connie, Thomas falls on his knees. And
really, you like, Thomas, get up.
But he then clutches his.
Please, you gotta get up, Thomas. Can't stay down there.
He is the funniest one. Go on, what are you going to say?
He clutches his left side of his...
What?
His left side of his chest and says he's having a heart attack. And he's only 13.
Was he okay?
Well, we calmed him down, we brushed him up, but for a long while, I think we believed, and he
did
believed
he have the vaccine?
It.
Have you ever had a energy drink? Like, you an energy drink kind of guy?
You know what drink is my favourite, and it feels like a very naughty thing. It does something to me. It feels like I'm drinking, like, I was going to say something really bad.
God knows what he was going to say. No, carry on.
You cut it, but I want to tell you, because I don't know why it came to my mouth. It's like drinking...
Right, bleep that.
Keep that in.
Say.
Oasis Summer Berries.
The Oasis boys are great, you know.
I don't want to talk about Oasis.
No. They were great at Heaton Park, weren't they, Ethan?
No, they're not good.
They were so good.
Well, I've talked about them for a while, actually.
What's your favourite song?
No, people don't want to hear about you talk about fucking Oasis.
Okay, we'll go to the drink. Oasis drink is remarkable.
It is.
It's a great beverage.
No sugar in it as well.
Huh?
Really?
Just artificial sweetness. I don't know what it is. It's probably children's blood. But it thinned down with some, like,
probably
beeswax or something.
Blood, if
I've heard that's tasty as well. but it's delicious. But I only treat myself to it maybe once in a blue moon.
But when you talk about all the other drinks you could have, it doesn't sound
as
Oasis,
bad. Oasis.
Oh, well.
Oasis. It's the best drink. It's the best drink.
What about Lucas Aid Orange?
Great.
The fizzy one.
The fizzy one.
I like the sports version of Lucas Aid. That's nice.
I used to do drama classes, you know, on a Saturday in town when I was 16, 17 years old, right?
Where?
They got a guy called David Johnson. Never knew him. Great lad. But he had a, what's it called, where you have a bladder bag?
A colostomy bag. Oh.
A colostomy bag, yeah, yeah. So sometimes when you did full day rehearsals, it'd be like a balloon leaving the place.
You'd be full up.
Full up.
He'd be full after the rehearsal.
Yeah.
So he's just walking around with shit on his side.
Wow. Piss.
I mean, you can't help it.
But that Lucas Aid Orange used to get me going.
I thought you said his bag was just orange.
No, Lucas Aid Orange used to change my life on a Saturday morning. I feel like I could take on the world.
There was a phase where you used to say to us when we recorded the podcast, you're like, it's all right, lads, I'll get Lucas Aid Oranges in. And you used to get quite a lot of Lucas Aid Oranges in previous.
Oh, God.
Can I just ask you something? Maybe I've misremembered it. But did you both go swimming as a child?
Yes.
It's a wholesome question.
I used to go swimming
It's a wholesome question. Do you remember getting out of the swimming bath, putting your clothes on, getting dry, going to the cafe and having the chips?
The
crinkle cut chips.
The cafe also did give me a banging burger. Cheese toasty.
It was the cheese toasty. It was, you know, when people talk about string pulls now.
Yeah,
cheese pulls. I'm yanking on a thong. Cheese pulls. Those cheese pulls were crazy. What was that cheese they were using?
I don't know.
It was back when regulations were probably loose.
Yeah. Did you have that, Ethan, in your spot?
I do recall when getting out of the pool, because I used to do things. I wasn't a very good swimmer. My mum used to laugh because, do you know, like when you do like front stroke, your head's underwater, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I always used to do things like swim into the wall and like not reach to the end and stuff. So I used to get it wrong quite a lot. But I do recall the feeling, because I always used to remember the swim lessons. My mum would have the Bee Gees on in the car, or James Blunt. So we'd go there, and I remember afterwards being remarkably hungry, because did you know it's the most vigorous of the exercises?
Yeah, my dad used to always bang on about that. He uses every muscle in your body swimming.
And when I used to swim, I used to think, this is great, this is easy, as a kid. Tried to do it recently. Swim. It's fucking difficult.
Those swimming boys, they'll live till they're 103.
Have you seen their physiques?
Great, aren't they?
Right, this. Like that a triangle.
A triangle? Where's the other end?
The chest. Like, I'm doing like the waist to the chest. I'm so off.
I used to have... It was...
Fucking hell.
A Cadbury's from the vending machine and a packet of Quavers.
A Cadbury's. Original, yeah.
Yeah, that's what would get me out the pool.
Oh. Let me know. Put in the comments your post-swimming or post-sport snack. That apparently, those vending machines now just got like fucking protein bars and apples.
Yeah, they do. Everyone used to pull my trunks down at school and my shorts. Do you remember that? Called bagging.
Yeah, well, we need to talk about that because there's been two moments in the Premier League, hasn't there, this weekend? What? Or was the other moment in football where bagging has...
Do you mean West Brom, the baggies?
Yeah, no. Did you not see the Liverpool game against Bournemouth where they score, they go into the corner and celebrate, and a Liverpool fan stands on the advertisement board and his mate's cheering with him, and he goes behind him and he kicks it.
I didn't see that.
It was the greatest thing. So then that started a trend on Saturday.
Oh, no.
Somebody else kegged in the, I think it might have been in the stand, but maybe in the Championship.
I'm a big fan of that. I didn't finish my Dark Angela story, but we'll go back to that.
No, so did you get kegged a lot then?
Yeah, all the time.
Why don't you just tie
up to your... wear three pairs of shorts.
Fucking like a Russian doll.
Yeah, like underpants, so they couldn't get me. Because I was always worried my penis was too small compared to the other boys.
Was this?
Well, flaccid, yes, it is.
What are the other boys doing?
I don't know, working out, I guess.
And are you... how old are you at this point?
Like 12, 13.
So you're just walking about and they just the constant anxiety of being kegged?
Yeah. So I never used to do sports. I always used to forget my PE kit.
Were you not strong? Would you not tell the boys off and go, off?
No, I used to... My plan was to... I'd rig both sides. So I'd be friends with the popular boys who played football, and I'd be friends with the weirdos. So I could have the funnies with the weirdos and the protection from the boys. But one time this guy had a girlfriend with big tits called Melons, and she hit me on the back of the head and said, oh, sorry, I need to watch TV on that later, referring to my head being a square. They used to call me Squarehead. And SpongeBob Squarehead, that was it.
Yeah.
Traumatic. And so I hit her back, but her boyfriend...
You hit a woman?
Yes, I've got nothing against hitting women.
I think we have to clip all this big out from the big tits to hitting women. And what did she do then?
He said if you do that again, I'll beat you up. So I couldn't even defend myself properly. She was very funny though. We used to steal one of the music teachers. Someone gifted her an end of school present. They gifted her like a little, because she'd been such a wonderful. That's one wonderful teacher. Someone gifted like a little pine tree, you know.
Yeah. Oh.
A little tiny.
Thank
little,
you for being a wonderful teacher.
Yeah. And with a thank
secondary
you.
Secondary school. Or...
Yeah. Secondary school. Yeah. The girl just came in with me into the music lesson. You know, the classic. You put the keyboards on and go, yeah.
Ma.
Classic.
DJ.
I don't really know why they had that setting on there. No one knows.
No one uses it.
No one knows. But she take, because the teacher wasn't there yet. She took the pine cone and was just like. Ripped it off the soil and just threw the soil everywhere. I was crying. It's just the wanton destruction for no reason. And then there's some like Cadbury's chocolates on the desk. It's just chocolate and just sat down and started eating them out of the box.
What's she up to now?
I don't know. She's probably dead. There was quite a few suicides in my
show. Anyway, let's move on. I have been up to quite a lot since we last spoke.
What?
I know what you've been up to because I listen to BBC Radio Manchester. Yeah.
So you're just doing that thing again where you regurgitate material.
It's brilliant.
Talk about Saturday. I went to see the Geordie lad Sam Fender at Manchester. Interesting. It'll never be as good as Newcastle.
Will it not?
It won't.
Because I wanted to go. You offered me a ticket, didn't you? Which was lovely.
And guess what? You rejected it.
I thought you liked Sam Fender.
I love Sam Fender.
And you rejected a ticket to Sam Fender.
VIP. Oh, but never mind.
Really? You didn't go? What were you doing?
I made plans with the female.
Was it recently?
That's love, that, by the way.
Do you have a new girlfriend?
Toby Carvery.
Can I see a picture of her?
She's from Bolton.
What does she do?
Scientist.
Is that a scientist?
How are you getting with people?
She's been with her for about 4 or 5 months.
Has he?
Yeah. I tell you what you should do, Darian. Listen.
Have you had intercourse with her?
No, not yet.
That's bullshit.
She's kegged him a few times by the swimming pool.
Pegged him?
Kegged! I went to see Sam Fender now. I've seen him in St. James's Park.
What's now, so good about
although
Sam
it was
Fender?
Quite intimidating, all the black and white shirts.
Shirts.
The Newcastle fans, that's what they were. And I was a bit overwhelmed by it because it was just everywhere. But it was probably one of the best gigs I've been to. That Sam Fender one. And he was all right. He was all right in Manchester. He only did an hour and 20.
Oh.
Yeah. He didn't leave some of my favourites.
Who was on before him?
That Olivia Dean.
Oh, she's brilliant.
She's brilliant, but she didn't even come on and do that Rain Me In.
What?
They didn't even do that together. I think he said, he talked a lot in Manchester, you know. as in Newcastle was very like, to the point. He's my music teacher. Song. This time he was fucking doing back and forth. Huh. Like he was at a gig. And then Sunday, woke up. My local park was hosting.
Burned down.
No, still there. Was hosting a Richard Madeley lookalike competition.
Why?
Don't know.
What reason?
So 2 weeks ago, posters started to appear around my park that there was a Richard Madeley lookalike competition.
Was this your idea to do it on the radio?
Yeah, it wasn't. It's my idea to do it on the radio because it's like, why are these posters here? And it got picked up, not just by myself, but by other like media outlets. Like, what is going on here? This was just a laugh, this poster, but it turned into something.
So thousands of people
bigger. Got 245 people locked up yesterday for a Richard Madeley lookalike competition, including my Richard newsreader. Madeley. No, sadly he didn't come. But including my newsreader and one of Ethan's favourite, Paul Lockett.
Oh, I love Paul Lockett.
What a guy.
But so obviously Paul is competing because he looks at Richard Madeley. Since he's on the radio and he's not a popular face to Google, I can't find him anywhere. I've no idea. Like, I can now imagine what he looks like, but I've never seen him before.
I know. He generally does look like Richard Madeley. If you don't know who Richard Madeley is, he's a TV presenter. He does odd quotes like Alan Partridge, doesn't he? He's got some interesting quotes.
Yeah, and his wife looks like kind of some kind of one of those Ewoks.
She's called Judy, and she's great. Not an Ewok. Don't be tight.
She looks like an Ewok.
She's not like an Ewok. Anyway, so Richard and Judy used to host This Morning. You know, remember that show?
That's brought back.
Do you know
terrifying
why?
This, memories of
this
school runs. Then
was great for us when we had a day off school, wasn't it?
Because you got like a glimpse into what actually went under the programme. Because you'd always catch it about 8 o'clock before you went to primary school, and you go, "What's going on? Who's watching this? Because why isn't everyone at work?"
Yeah, it's daytime TV basically in the UK. This Morning's been going for about 40 years, and it's on between like 8 and midday or something like that before Loose Women, which isn't what it sounds like. And they basically create like a magazine type show with like different bits like news.
Oh,
and
it's
cooking.
Like people with like the biggest tits and biggest
Stop
bums
saying.
And stuff. They do have them
you
on.
See, to be fair, did you see the one with? Oh, it's awful.
The micro penis.
No, the man with the biggest penis.
Well, I was talking about the micro penis one. And there was the biggest penis
That's
one as well. He's right. Because the guy, the biggest penis one, he just looks like, he looks like a dom. And he's just like, yeah, I've slept with all these celebrities and stuff, but I can't say who, with his 12-inch whopper.
I thought you said it was a bird, and every time he got an erection, he passed out. It's like this. Down his leg?
Yeah, it was mad.
But the micropenis one, because, I mean, fair play to the blokes. There's the three blokes sat next to each other on the sofa, and then you've got Eamon Holmes with, what's his wife?
Ruth. They're no longer together now.
Well, oh, sorry, ex-wife. So Eamon's, like, sat there, but
he must feel like he's on the wrong side of the sofa.
No, I was going to say he must feel pretty powerful.
First of all, I've always felt really, really sorry for people with micropenises. Because you could be exceptionally beautiful, brilliant at everything you do, very intelligent. But when it comes down to it, if someone has a gander, maybe I'm being shallow, but if someone has a gander at your micropenis, they'll be like, they'll be put off by it.
Yeah.
You can't help that. There's nothing you can do about that.
Do you think they will? I think some people aren't.
I suppose there'll be some fetishists out there who think it's quite cute. Yeah. What's the female equivalent of a micropenis?
I don't know. You can take a guess. One for AI, maybe ChatGPT.
I'm not going to type that in.
Ethan, what have you been up to this week?
I've been to the races.
Yay! To the races. Have you been to the races, Dom?
I've been to London this week, but we'll just skip that.
Oh, well, yeah. Fucking shite story about a poet. Which races have you been to?
Well, I took Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday off work to go.
Wow.
And I went to Beverly Races for my friend Wob, is a Beverly racer. No, sorry, is from Beverly.
He's a Beverly racer. Sorry. Is that one of his nicknames?
What I meant to say was his stepbrother is a jockey in the race as well.
You're joking.
Yes, yes. So off we went. And it was my friend Sam, who lives in London, not seen for a while. He's now the writer for the Racing Post.
Oh, brilliant. So he must have known all the tips.
Well, exactly. So he like edits for the website and stuff. So he's worked his way up pretty quickly. So he's done very well. So he knows a lot. So he brought his paper with him. He had his media pass around him, so he got in for free. And we all rocked up there. We paid the extra fiver. It'd been the posh bit, the priority bit.
Do you know what? Sometimes that extra fiver goes a long way. And do you know what? I've taken into account the extra fiver for speedy boarding at the airport.
Yes, exactly.
Speedy boarding. Just get you through security a bit quicker.
Never been on holiday.
Yeah, never been on holiday. This is the man who's been on loads of holidays. Takes a blanket out. So, did you win loads of money? Because obviously, he knows so much about racing. You must be rolling in it.
Well, we were set for it. The sun was shining. I heard this on the football commentary the other day. The sun drenched the course. I quite like that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because it's usually think water drenched. It drenched the course, and I had a feeling of a good day. 29 degrees. So I couldn't even wear the blazer.
What did you wear?
Because white shirt, nice trousers, brown shoes. And we'll get underway. And what I've done is I've took £70 out. I'm doing it in cash so that you can go up to the man and you can claim your winnings.
I'm not deaf, Joe. Why are you doing pictures?
Because I'm in with him. I love it. Big day out boozing, horse racing. Yeah, but £70.
Anything he says, you're doing like a hand gesture to kind of explain to me what's going on.
So we're bet on the first race and it doesn't come in, but what a clock is that the winner of the race was a jockey called Ethan. So it's like, maybe I should have spotted that. So I'm with Sam, I'm talking about what we're putting in the next race. We put a horse on, it doesn't come in, but the winner of that race, the jockey was called Sam. So we're like, goodness me, there's a pattern emerging. Now we've got a bet on Ben.
The next one will be called Wob.
Wob is Ben. So we bet on that race where the jockey was called Ben. It doesn't win, but the bloody horse called William won. We forgot to ask our mate Will. So we should have been in the wins there.
If you would have bet on all your mates.
Well, so far, but it's all right. Sam says, let's get serious.
So hold on, so your mate has lost you three races in the row now.
Well, he has, but he's got his own research and he's got the paper with him from his colleagues. So we're ready for the next few races. It goes on, and there's no winners until we get to the last race.
This is it, Dom.
Where Sam rings up the guy called the Wizard. Right?
Boss is involved.
Fucking tentacles
is involved.
The Wizard.
Wizard.
So we met the Wizard, and the Wizard said, you must bet on this particular horse. Can't remember its name. So Wob. I say, fuck it, I'm going all out. I'll win it back all my losses. £20 onto this 6-1 horse.
Spender.
Right. And the horse comes fourth. and I've lost 85 quid.
Where did the extra 15 come from?
I took it out because
gambling it gets
what Sam
you.
Said.
Good big news.
No, I've not finished.
Not fucking finished his big day. We'll come back to London in a bit. I forgot we got talked over Dark Angel.
No, it's fine.
So afterwards, I'm going out for a few drinks or whatever. Calm myself down. I'm throwing a few darts in Beverly with Wob. And then a voice emerges from behind me.
One of the horses.
And who died on the day. It was his corpse. No, it was his ghost, not corpse. It wasn't a horse. It was a man. And he
Rest
said... And he said...
There would have been two of them then, wouldn't there? One was the back and one.
And the man said... The man said, hey. Ethan James is our manager. What? Ethan James is our manager. And it was a slopper.
Oh, that's great.
In
did
Beverly.
He give you all your winnings back?
No, he didn't, sadly. I kept in touch with him. I took his number because I thought he was really lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
And he works at the Beeb, actually.
Does he? Where?
He does, like, the BBC World thing. He does, like, documentaries and stuff.
It's all just a big club, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. A big, happy club. Shaking hands behind people's backs.
What was your big celebration about then when you started to...
Oh, I'm unbanned from the UK casinos in 20 December.
He's called Griff.
Griff. I know Griff. Griff Media.
Yeah, because he knows your mate.
Good lad. Really good laugh.
He knows your mate with the long hair who I met on your birthday 2-3 years
Adam
ago.
Brown.
Adam Brown.
Lovely lad.
Yeah.
Did you eat whilst you were out and about?
And the rest.
And the bloody rest. Ethan James is our manager, ladies and gentlemen. So you're banned from casinos on the 20th of December.
Until I get unbanned this
why?
Year.
How come?
Because I banned myself for a year, it turns out. I could extend the ban. That's why I've had no money for the past year, because I've not been gambling. I used to stock up my wage through gambling.
Really?
I used to go to the casino every week for my wage.
Really?
That's why I've got no money this year.
Yeah, that's why. I've spent on Pokemon cards.
That's been the past, that.
Yeah.
That's a different
Magic
person.
Magic of the Gathering.
That's a different person.
What's this year?
How much has that gathering happened? What did you do in London, by the way? Sorry, I interrupted
saw
you.
Dark Angelo.
Yeah, how is he?
Not very well.
Will he rap? Why?
He's at the end of his PhD, but he's got what's that? Hypochondria. But I've never met anyone with hypochondria who manifests it so funnily. So he's at the end of his PhD now, and he kept going, Dom, look at my fingers, man. Look at my fingers. And he's the shaking, and they're shaking. It's like, no, they're not shaking, Dark Angelo. We're outside a restaurant called Dim Sum. No, not Dim Sum. Hong Kong Dim Sum.
What did they say?
Dim Sum. And so I'm there with him, and we went to the Prince Charles Theatre as well to see this film that's possibly the worst, most torturous film I've ever seen in my life.
What's it called?
Enter the Void.
Oh, no.
Like 3 hours of this, these bad actors in Japan who take lots of drugs. And there's a scene, I hate to be graphic, but it's in the film. There's a scene where they're in this love hotel, and it must be 10 minutes of a camera inside the...
Right, moving on. Next. So you're outside the Dim Sum hotel.
Yeah, and he's like, man, I go to every week now, so I'm going to the A&E department.
A bit like you.
Just think I'm going to die, man. Because I'm at this PhD. The PhD's getting out of my wig, man. And we go into the Dim Sum restaurant, and he sits at the table that's nearest the door. He's like, man, it's freaking me out. I feel like I've got to greet everyone who comes into this Dim Sum joint,
like,
man.
Like he's doing a shift there.
Yeah, he's like, well, constantly.
I think he'd write a poem for our 300th episode.
No, and can't get in touch with him, really. He's going out with a German model. And every time we were in the theatre, he kept like looking around really, like really quickly. He kept going. I said, what's wrong, Dark Angelo? Like, really, like, shifty.
Wow, that's quick.
Kept looking at the doors. I said, what's wrong? He said, man, I keep getting the Bataclan flash.
The Bataclan flash?
Yeah.
Fuck, wait, what?
He'd been having these, like, panic attacks about...
Was he anywhere near Paris?
No, about something similar happening to the Bataclan. He goes, man, I keep getting the Bataclan flash. And I said, what's been up with you? Are your bowels okay? Because he's got like indigestion all the time as well. He's one of the smartest people I've ever known, but he's like neurotic.
He can't
and he goes,
that smart, can he?
Man, I've been praying to the porcelain god this week. I said, what do you mean? He said, my head's been at the bowl, man.
Your head's been up a bowl?
My head's been at the bowl.
Oh, in a bowl.
Yeah. So that's why...
That's great. Yeah, well, that's why yeah. And you went all the way to London to just see him?
Yeah. His mum bought...
Did he pay for your train ticket down to London? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he didn't, did he?
What do you mean?
Who paid for your train ticket to go to London?
I didn't get a train, I got a bus.
Fuck off.
£16. £16.
You're lying.
What do you mean?
You're lying.
What do you mean?
You're lying.
What do you mean?
You've got two lives.
You've
got two lives. You've got the I'm skint life, which is this lane, which you like to portray to me and Ethan and Joe. And then you've got this made up life where you just go to London for dim sum and 3 hour films.
Hey,
that's what your life is, isn't it? And you're here sobbing, oh, I've got no money. Oh, I'll just get a fucking standard premium ticket to London.
I didn't get a standard premium ticket to London.
What? Normal class? Still 100 quid.
They've increased that from £25 to £32.50. That's fucking ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, they have. You could get it on your big BBC. CEO
yeah, budget. I'll get two. One for each cheek.
Your friends David Jason and Johnny Vegas to go with you.
But did you got a bus down? Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Yes. No, I didn't get a bus down. But I did go to the same Thai restaurant four times in a row, and people bought it for me every time. An escort, a film star, another friend of mine who had the lamb shank. Who lives with a famous artist's daughter?
Well,
he's got the highest libido he's ever got, I've ever seen.
Why?
Better Clan Flash, man. Better Clan Flash.
Are they two different people?
Yeah, yeah.
Mad. And none of them know about this Dom, do they? 300 episodes
none of, them know.
Of Sloppy Joe's Dom.
No, none of them know.
What? Is it bad that they know? It's not that embarrassing, is it?
Well, Escort Gita can never know.
Why?
Well, it might be her.
Do you think she'd sue her?
She'd suck me.
Would she sue us?
Well, it's just my brother. I think he's sending RuneScape pictures. Yeah, he's just sending RuneScape pictures.
So you and your brother are becoming more friends now because of RuneScape, haven't you?
Well, he gets addicted to things quite easily.
What?
Yeah, that's running the family, isn't it? Yeah.
That's crazy.
So if he gets on something that he can do well on or just throw money at, he'll do it and just go crazy about it.
So RuneScape's the one that came from what?
He'll go on something else.
2001. Really?
Yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Have you got anything else to add about your week and what we're going to do before we eat some food?
Yes, the nice people that have been coming to my goblin booth.
So you work in a coffee shop for some reason now. Yeah. Goblin booth.
But Jake comes. He checks in on me every now and again. Nice man. He's an Oasis fan. He's got the hair and everything. Shakes my hand.
Gives me a slopper.
Yeah, gives me my number. Gave him my number. He texts me every now seeing how I'm doing. Basically, I've got like a circle of people around me that pity me.
Because they all come to the same train station.
Yeah, guess who came?
Who?
This girl came. It was a girl with a guy. Hello. I can't remember your name. Isabel, was it? But she came with a guy and she went, do you do a podcast? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And I look a bit sad all the time because I work in there and I feel like it's beneath me, obviously.
He's not joking.
No, obviously. She went, do you do a podcast? I was like, yeah, yeah. She thought I'd recognise you because my boyfriend or whoever watches it all the time. And he's friends with Will Hesketh.
The dairy farmer.
The dairy farmer that I essentially stole 20 quid off,
which is
bribed
really
off him. And they told me, and they said, we're friends with him. And I said, oh, God. I said, I hope he didn't tell you about that video I made for that woman who was in labour. And I said, I hope your kid survives. And she was in labour then. I said, oh,
you're not.
You're not her.
It's no. Not. It's not.
And I was like,
you met the woman who you made a 20 quid video for.
And I said, I hope your baby doesn't die as it was coming out of her birth canal.
I said, is the kid all right?
So sorry. Yeah, imagine if the kid died. And she was like, I found it funny. I said, you didn't watch it, did you? She said, yeah.
She put 20 quid in it, of course she did. Dom, we're going to eat some food now. You wanted to eat something in particular that you think, well, there's a couple of things you think that the 9 out of 10 club looked past.
Roast dinner.
Yeah, but it's hard to get one delivered. Do you know what I mean?
Pickled beetroot.
Pickled beetroot? You have your fucking head.
Delicious with some brown sauce on a roast dinner.
What the fuck? Go on, carry on.
What's that?
I'm getting it out while you're talking.
Is it all steamed? So it's gone. It might have been steamed. It might have gone all.
Oh, it's
mushy.
Gone all shit. Right, keep talking anyway.
What are you saying? As then I said, the 9 out of 10 club. Why hasn't pork crackling been in it? But Joe's left it in the bag for so long that it's steamed.
Yeah, it's gone a bit steamy. Like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's gone a bit shit.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
So now we're going to eat pork crackling in its worst form.
Just essentially. Uncut skin.
Soggy crackling with what looks like orange juice. What's going on there? at least there's three. And we'll be back in a few moments to tell you if pork crackling really is the thing we've been lacking and missing on the Sloppy Joes. So we're just eating pork crackling. We demolished it, as I like to say. But it wasn't really pork crackling, was it?
No. It was.
Are you more thinking the stuff you're getting in like a pub?
Yes.
Which we got?
Kind of belly pork, decent flavours, shit chips from takeaway that are always shit anyway. And then rice noodles.
Rice noodles?
With a bit more pork.
But that's what I ordered. It says...
So you ordered crackling pork.
Which I thought I was going to get exactly what we wanted.
Pork spring rolls, they were good.
The spring rolls are good.
Were very good.
Maybe we should go down a spring roll route.
Yeah, best spring rolls in Manchester.
The best are from...
Hey, that's a good idea, though.
What?
Faux, the restaurant, do those really thick, packed spring rolls. They're the best on the market.
Right.
Never been Faux. What 34 else? Quid that wasn't worth 34 quid.
Yeah, but... Sorry. That's Joe's earnings for the day.
Oh, right.
So...
Can I just say...
What are we getting
then? I really enjoyed it. I think belly pork is immense.
That's number one, isn't it?
There is an argument for pork, and it doesn't often get this argument fought for it, pork being the best of the meats because of the not just the versatility of it, but is it the most tasty?
I think quite a number of billion of people would disagree with you.
Oh, I think you'd find pork is the most eaten meat in the world.
How many Muslims and Jews are there?
How many of the rest of the world are they?
It's like billions of Muslims and they don't eat, don't touch
let's
pork.
Let's just say there's 8 billion. Say there's 3 billion Muslims. There we go, 5 billion people do eat pork. Google what the most eaten meat is in the world.
Of course it's beef. It's going to be beef, wouldn't it? No, it's chicken, obviously. Chicken.
It's not chicken.
It is
right,
chicken. Because people can't have...
Chicken's been a recurring theme on this channel.
What is the most eaten? I think it's the best.
What chicken?
Pork.
Are you in the pork club?
Yeah.
Bad pork. You get bad pork more than you get good pork, though, don't you?
The most eaten meat in the world, according to AI Overview, is pork.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because you're mentioning two religions that don't eat pork, granted. But there's 8 billion people in the world.
Eight now? I thought there were 6 billion people.
It goes up by the day. The most consumed meat in the world is pork, followed by beef.
That's crazy.
And that is what Google AI says.
I suppose a lot of people do eat bacon.
Bacon, sausages, pork crackling.
I wish we had ham sandwiches! I wish we had some pork crackling.
Yeah. Ham sandwiches are like...
Really looking forward to that pork crackling. You know why I wanted pork crackling? Because I had it yesterday. My dad made some very good pork crackling.
You got his crackling out. Was it salted?
I salted it. But it's so good.
I like the salt.
My mum can't stand noises. She's bought these earphones. So she can just block out all noise. And when I eat pork crackling, it sends her fucking crazy. Genuinely.
Have you ever moved away?
She's so noise sensitive that when I went to the bathroom, in the middle of the night, she could hear from two rooms away or whatever.
You were screaming, though.
An audiobook from my headphones.
Wow. What book was it?
1984. Nice bedtime reading, bedtime listening. Such is so depressing, 1984. Oh, it's not just depressing, it's really depressing.
Have you got any poems or lines to finish us off?
I'll get one up for you.
Good luck, everyone.
Get one up for you.
Remember, whilst he's getting this up, the live show, Friday, 22nd of August, 8 p.m. We're going to have a few drinks beforehand. He's working till 7:30 Oxford Road, so maybe you can wave him off.
Can you stop doxing me?
You dox yourself. Yeah, and then 8 p.m. we'll be live on YouTube. So make a night of it. Get a takeaway in. Stick us on the telly. Happy days.
Oh, I've gone back to writing in my style of hand on crotch because I think that's
it was your
good
best
for me.
Work.
Yes. Okay. So let me think. What do you think of this? Come, yonder bird, beaked beast, parasiticalized, curled feet. So somber skies with soaring bud, as we below reach brief aboves.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
And hopefully, can I commission you to write one for 300 episodes?
Yes, but can I do one more? This is a classic that I forgot about for a while. I think I might have seen this, but... Found myself weeping near a pond. Stop checking your time. Bad banana in my bag. Blue ball next to a willow tree sits, watching skies as they sag.
really nice, that though.
Hang on. It's not about testicles.
No, just a volleyball.
Leave it to the imagination.
That's about testicles.
It might be about testicles. What? As you said, testicles. It's subjective, isn't it?
Very subjective.
It's talking about blue balls and bananas. Mm. It's about testicles.
They'll talk about that in 200 years in GCSE English.
What subject?
English.
All right. Sorry. Not listening. Right. Great to see you.
Look at the wide, Joe.
Great to see you. We'll see you on Friday, the 22nd of August. Don't be late, 8 o'clock, although you can watch it afterwards, and we'll obviously put the audio onto all Spotify and Apple, etc.
Also, if you want to private message me on my channel or whatever to get me to say some controversial stuff, you can Venmo me or whatever they say in America.
Bye, bro. Venmo? Wave even, sorry.
It's all right, we'll see you again.